This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. You're a coffee drinker, and if you drive with a cup of coffee, you need what I'm about to tell you about. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
I have tried this, and I'm going to show you. This is radical. There's no electronics in it, and yet it takes it down to a temperature rapidly and then holds it there. And it's a gigantic. You can get them, and I've got a 16-ounce and a 12-ounce, so the 16-ounce is, and they fit in cup holders. That is important, isn't it? Check them out at BurnoutMugs.com. Okay, Mitch McConnell, I'm very impressed with what he's been doing here lately. He has shown that he has grown a spine, a backbone, if you will. But he said something the other day, which is coming from an establishment politician. Okay, like does anybody understand how extraordinary it was when Lindsey Graham went and lost his mind in the Senate Judiciary Committee? You just don't see that, especially not amongst the Republicans. You might see it because the Democrats are always a bunch of ranting and raving lunatics, but you never see that amongst the Republicans. They're always the more refined, let's reach across the aisle, let's be friends, you know. So when some of these establishment types are dropping that veil, this is significant. And Mitch McConnell has sort of dropped his veil. He said Tuesday that twice failed presidential candidate and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton sent a very clear signal earlier Tuesday when she told CNN that it was time for Democrats to abandon civility. And on the floor of the Senate, he said the far-left mob is not letting up. Earlier today, former Secretary of State Clinton sent this signal as clear as today. This is Secretary Clinton. She told CNN exactly how she views millions of Americans who hold different political views from her own. Here's what she said. You cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for. If we're fortunate enough to win back the House and or Senate, that's when civility can start again. The Democrats really don't like being called a mob. And yet, Democrats, that's what you're going by. You guys are trying to intimidate the country. You guys are trying to intimidate. And you know what? Your unhinged tactics, you know, when somebody as meek and mild as Mitch McConnell, when you got them out there saying no peace until they get their way, more of these unhinged tactics. Apparently, this is the left's rallying cry, but unfortunately, the American people know that the fact-free politics of hate, fear, and intimidation are not how we actually govern in our democratic republic. The Senate and the nation will not be intimidated. Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, Maxine Waters, who else? Eric Holder. You know, all these people getting out there saying that they should, they're using rhetoric that I don't think they mean rhetorically. And the problem is this. Okay, this is the problem. A free thinker will look at what's being said right now and say, well, this is not actually happening. So therefore, I'm not going to be moved to be violent. A follower, which the Democrats seem to have a lot of, that just they hear something and then that becomes gospel. They hear it on TV, it's gospel. They see it on CNN, gospel. They, on the other hand, they're willing to go all in. And I mean, that means they go all in up to the point of getting violent with you. And they may go further than that. We've seen that happen, too. We've seen that happen with demonstrators. You know, we saw one guy try to kill a guy with a bike lock. We saw a guy go to, with a SKS, go to Alexandria, Virginia, and try to kill every Republican he saw just because they were Republicans. He probably didn't know any of their names. He didn't know they were Republicans when they got there because he asked Jeff Duncan, my congressman, are you guys Republicans? This is the other thing. Trump was elected fair and square. Trump gets to pick Supreme Court nominees. When they say they want to impeach Brett Kavanaugh, that's code for we want to undo this election. Now remember when Trump got out there and said the only reason I would lose would be for a fixed election. And then he said, and I would contest it. Everybody, Hillary Clinton, everybody, they all stood up and said, how can you say that about one of our finest institutions? I just can't. You need to condemn what you just said about yourself and all this other stuff. And about they all said that. And then as soon as they lost, they're out there saying, this is fixed. We got the Russian collusion thing. We got the bimbo gate with Avenatti and Stormy Daniels. We've got the tax gate. We've got all kinds of stuff. We've got all kinds of gates. And the madness hasn't stopped. McConnell noticed they're already signaling that even more drastic steps may be necessary now that Kavanaugh's on the court. And he pointed out one far-left pressure group is already trying to circulate petitions that Justice Kavanaugh should be impeached. And during the confirmation process, and this needs to change, I would volunteer to be on Lindsey Graham's team. GOP senators facing this kind of harassment from protesters, including at their homes and when they're dining out, they need to be facing some pipe hitters. When they show up at a duly elected official's house to intimidate him and to scare him, then a team of pipe hitters needs to come out of the house and face them and say, we think you should disperse and go home before you take this further than you think it's going to go. Because you're not going to intimidate our client. Because to do that, you have to intimidate us, and you don't. That's what needs to happen. Some of you will go, well, Bill, now you're calling for violence. No, I am not. I'm calling for defense. There is no reason. See, you know, this has happened before in New York City, New York State, rather. They outed a bunch of gun permit holders. They put their names out on the newspaper. Why? To out them. Lindsey Graham and I can't remember who else it happened to, but a bunch of these guys were doxxed, which means their personal information was given out, their phone numbers, their addresses, all this other stuff. So people knew where to go. I wish people would come out and demonstrate in front of my house. I wish people would come and try to intimidate me. Not because I want to get into something with them. But I think sooner or later, some of these guys are going to become really unhinged, and then we're going to be in a desperate situation. Because if they go violent and we go defensive, a lot of people think that would be the end of the republic. I sincerely hope not. Democrats, you need to get a grip. You need to tell your very motivated demonstrators that they need to tone it down. And if you don't, guess what? When something goes sideways, guess the blood's going to be on your hands because they will be doing that which you directed them to do. And I will be doing whatever I've got to do in response. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Coffee drinkers, you guys are my people. Male, female, it doesn't matter. And if you're looking for the perfect temperature for your cup of coffee, then pay attention to this. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now. Out technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Drinking coffee is supposed to be pleasurable, not painful. This is why Burnout Mugs exists. Check them out at burnoutmugs.com. If you are a conservative who gets a little bit of sand kicked in your face and gets your kneecaps kicked and you get slashed with a broken bottle, and then the next time you have to get in a fight, you still fight by the Marquis of Queensbury rules, then unfortunately you need to change the channel right about now. Because I'm not talking to you. If, on the other hand, you're disturbed by the left's behavior these last years and these last days and last weeks, and you want to know how to handle these people whose mask has been dropping, you need to understand this first, that behind the mask is the devil. If you're not a person of faith, view this as a thought exercise. It's one that conservatives, the nice guys who always finish last, you guys had better embrace it really fast, because the behavior of what we call today's left and what Satan would prescribe are virtually identical. Truth means nothing to a leftist. The ends justify the means, and they will literally say or do anything to achieve their aims. They'll use violence, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, rioting, attacking Trump supporters, and intimidation like doxing public officials and confronting them in various public places while calling conservatives fascists and blaming them for the unrest. They'll rail against racism one moment and then excoriate a race, white people the next, or lately black people now. They'll preach equality while practicing inequality and discrimination, as with quotas and affirmative action. They'll claim to care about female victims like the Kavanaugh Ford affair and then smear female victims as like in the Keith Ellison or Bill Clinton cases. They'll say, do it for the children, using kids as human props, while abetting the brutal killing of children in the womb. They'll preach tolerance, but then insist this means safe spaces excluding conservatives and whites, and that opposing views must be squelched. They'll say that it's un-American to question election outcomes, as Hillary Clinton did prior to November 8, 2016, but upon losing, scream how the election was stolen, as they did after November 8, 2016. Theirs is the ideology of anything goes. In fact, they will swear that truth, properly understood as objective, they will claim that doesn't even exist, that everything is shades of gray. But then turn out and sing blatant black and black-white tunes portraying their political opponents as evil. All of this is similar to Satan, who knows that God's rules exist, but doesn't believe they should be considered truth. Leftists will superciliously scoff at traditionalist moral positions and insist everything is relative. But they're really wanting to play God and have everything be relative to themselves, like the devil. One difference between a leftist and Satan is that the latter knows that God exists, and that's where the differences end. Leftists hate everything great and good. God, family, country, and even the idea of countries, attacks on sovereignty, for example. They hate religion, especially Christianity, the church, marriage, sexual propriety, and anything else reflecting God's plan. Thus, they not only hated the Boy Scouts before they became the gender-fluid Scouts, but they hate the idea that boys and girls even exist in any pure sense. They reject the message that male and female, he made them. They hate virtue, and they do violence, directly or indirectly, to every single one, be it faith, charity, chastity, honesty, diligence, temperance, kindness, humility, fortitude, justice, something else. They are the very negation of Norman Rockwell. The leftists hate the Constitution, though they'll use it and misuse it, or, you know, twist it to serve their ends. And like Leon Trotsky, the Kronstadt sailors, and so many other useful idiots, it will be discarded once the leftists have enough power and its utility is no more. Like Christine Blasey Ford. In fact, they would destroy civilization itself, and they are currently doing that to achieve power. They would rather reign in hell than serve in heaven. And while the leftists will usually deny the, you know, what I just said at certain times, they obliquely acknowledge it. Like Democrat operative Scott Fogel, caught in a 2016 sting operation stealing votes and inciting violence at Trump rallies, essentially admitted that Republicans are more honest. He said there's a level of adherence to rules on the other side that only when you're at the very highest level do you get over. Many leftists know they're scum and they're content being scum. Now, they don't put it in those terms, but they live in an inverted, immoral universe. They crave the con. They love the lie. They delight in deceit. They respect fellow travelers who can most effectively destroy their adversaries with some bit of artifice or vanquish them with violence. What does this mean for conservatives? Well, first you could stop being conservatives. Know the enemy. Conservatives reject the idea of viewing a fellow American as an enemy, but that's what Barack Obama called you and what the alt-left leftists consider you, and that's what they are. Denying it only makes you a sheep being led to the slaughter. And second, you need to know that you're going to have to fight dirty, just like the other side, and that doesn't mean being immoral, but it doesn't mean fighting fire with fire and playing for keeps. I'll give you an example. Nullification, which Thomas Jefferson called the rightful remedy for all federal overreach. For instance, the unconstitutional Obergefell versus Hodges marriage ruling in 2015 should simply have been ignored by the states. Conservatives consider this radical and wrong, but what has left been doing for ages? What do you think that sanctuary or lawless cities in resistance to federal drug law are? They're nullification. California currently embodies this. And the difference is that the left don't call it nullification. They just do it. Then there's a matter of reclaiming the Supreme Court for constitutionalism. We should attempt this and are, but when the leftists regain control over the legislative and executive branches, as they will one day, will they let opinions by the unelected black robe lawyers impede them? They're talking about impeaching Kavanaugh and packing the Supreme Court. And judicial supremacy is not in the Constitution, which is, you know, we need to ignore the unconstitutional rulings in some cases. But don't be a conservative, would you? It's just not what we're meant to be. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear, segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
USA Radio News.
The Dow lost 4% for the week, and the Nasdaq also dropped 3.6% this week. Dan Geltude is a CPA, and he joined Fox Business and said, October can be sometimes known as a very volatile month.
We already know historically that October is a very volatile month. Now, volatility doesn't necessarily mean it's always going to go down. In fact, that's not always the case. We're going to have ups and downs. Why? Look, we're ending the third quarter. Now we're going into the real earnings period. What's going to happen as things are shaping up, as we get to see whether companies are really going to hit those year-end numbers, particularly with the benefit benefit of all the tax cuts.
A Turkish court ruled on Friday that American pastor Andrew Brunson is free to return to the United States. President Trump said we can expect the pastor to be in Washington, D.C. sometime Saturday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Check them out at burnoutmugs.com for that perfect cup of coffee that will last and last and last and last. It's beautiful. I'm not going to lie to you. In the past, I've thought poorly of Kanye West. There's some of his music I sort of like, some of his music not so much. But the Kanye brand is a very strong brand. Don't believe what the media says about him right now, because right now the media is all up on him. And his brand is strong enough to move voters towards Donald Trump. Now, remember, this is the guy who, after Katrina, got on TV with Mike Myers and said, this is proof that George Bush doesn't like black people. So, you know, this, there, I'm sure, back in those days, pre-Obama, that all of the left just loved Kanye West, and now they're seeing him as a different sort of animal, if you will. I don't know whether black voters will move toward the GOP as a whole. That remains to be seen. You know, in Philadelphia, people were asked about Trump. because Kanye West was speaking his mind and starting to feel the, you know, about the Trump economic boom. So people went to Philadelphia, and they answered, and Trump has already won Pennsylvania once, and he'll win it again. If Trump is a racist, which is the tedious smear constantly leveled at him by the most affluent white leftist elites in Hollywood, D.C., and San Francisco, how come he's getting more and more and more support from black voters, including black celebrities like Kanye West? When Kanye was there, NFL running back Jim Brown, that legendary runner who quit when he was ahead, that nobody had ever seen anything like him, who's now like an elder statesman in the NFL, he was there. And he said, I am here to serve. Recently, Kanye was on Saturday Night Live, and the mostly white audience booed him when he spoke favorably about Trump. But rather than catcall, they might ask themselves why a heavyweight multimillionaire black celebrity is speaking favorably about Trump. And when we call him a multimillionaire, Kanye is about to become a billionaire because he owns a clothing brand called Yeezy. It's a co-brand he does with Adidas, and that's worth $1.5 billion, and he is the majority shareholder. So Kanye is about to be a billionaire like Trump. Now, those people in the Saturday Night Live audience, they might ask themselves what it says about them when they talk down to a successful black man for deviating from what they consider to be in his best interest. Where does the Manhattan audience of a sketch comedy show, what do they know about what's best for Kanye or for black people? They can't accuse Kanye of being a racist, so they accuse him of being a fool. But Kanye West didn't get to be arguably the most influential artist of his generation, as well as a music mogul in his own right and a clothing mogul in his own right, by being a fool. Because a fool supports blindly. A fool never questions. A fool lets himself be taken for granted. And Kanye and a growing number of urban voters are getting sort of tired of that one. Democratic Party has done exactly that for several generations. Ride the dissipating fumes of the 60s era support for civil rights legislation. Fully confident that the rhetoric will always be enough to lock up the urban voters, and it was. And then along came Trump. But instead of talking about helping black Americans, he just went and did it. The black unemployment rate today has dropped to 6.3%, lower than it has been since the early 70s, and 10 plus points lower than it was during the 8 years of Barack Obama's presidency. In less than 2 years, Trump has done more for inner city folks in terms of actually improving their lives than Obama talked about doing over the course of 8. Overall in the United States, unemployment rate is under 4% for the first time in a generation. Last time this many people were doing this, last time this many people were working in the United States, we were sending men to the moon, and everybody was working, you know, NASA was a big place to work. And Kanye and other black Americans have noticed this. They've also noticed the destruction of the black family, which was mostly intact for generations of big government policies that presume that black people are best served by paying them to sit quietly and keep on voting for Democrats. And Kanye has decided to speak about this while wearing a MAGA hat in front of a live national TV audience. And I guess for a second, the earth just quit spinning. And it drove the stacked audience batty, perhaps because Kanye's words hit too close to home. He correctly observed, he said this out loud, the blacks weren't always Democrats. And he went on to mention the unmentionable fact that the Democratic Party's political support depends on multi-generational dependence. Spoke of the Democrats' plan to take black fathers out of the home and put them on welfare. And then asked, does anybody know about that? And yes, lots of people know about that. Many of them are the victims of the Democrat Party's vicious presumption of black helplessness and the congenital inferiority that this implies. Kanye refused to conform to it. Something he said, and he focused on making himself great, which is something he says almost anyone with some gumption can emulate. Gumption rather than grievance. Victory rather than victimization. He said, he told the Saturday Night Live audience, if I was concerned about racism, I would have moved out of America a long time ago. Because he isn't helpless. And that racism, while it still exists, shouldn't be a crutch or an excuse. And that attitude is a dagger aimed at the status policy of perpetually low expectations, and that's why Yeezy got booed. What will matter in the end is voting. and Democrats who dismiss Kanye and millions of other black Americans who have dared to stray from their party line do that at their own peril. You won't hear it on CNN. They become hysterical in their daily emissions of Trump bashing, but the support among black Americans for the president is rising. USA Today reporter William Cummings reports that a new Rasmussen poll shows that the president's support among American blacks has doubled in the space of just 1 year to 36%. That's huge. I mean, that's huge. It indicates a sea change in attitude that has been cemented in place for decades. Trump changed it in 2 years. Democrats had a lock on black support, and that lock is broken. It's cracked. Black Americans, not just Kanye West, are growing tired of the same old, and in 2 years, black approval could double again. Kanye and Kim Kardashian might campaign for Trump. Just for a minute, close your eyes and picture that and picture the reaction among the media and the Democratic Party. The reason Trump and West get along so well is they come from different places, but they're both wild individualists. They both declared independence from conventional wisdom on a daily basis, and they went out there and they dared to do what they wanted to do, and then they became great at it. Just like you can do. Just like you can do. We're in the middle of a sea change. A gigantic one. It's only going to get better from here. Of course, we do have to deal with the leftists on the way. If they get violent, well, we'll have to deal with that too, but you know. Just understand, America is not as divided as you might think. Politically, yes. Racially, not as much as it used to be in just 2 years. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Indeed. All of you people with those Yeti mugs, throw those, well, retire them and go get the Burnout mug. Trust me on that one. You will like it. Oh, you will like it. Check them out at burnoutmugs.com. A couple of things I noticed during the break. They have withdrawn Hillary Clinton's security clearance, and mainstream media and all the leftist watchdog groups are ignoring the racism that came out when they were, you know, denigrating Kanye West for daring to like Donald Trump. But let's move on. Let's move on, shall we? And remember, I'm telling you about these people because they want to disarm you. I don't want them to be in power. I don't want, and you don't want them to be in power, because they got a whole laundry list of things that includes taking away most of your liberty. And the first way to get that really cemented in is to take away your guns. But let's talk about a guy who would, you know, he's sort of a false prophet, if you will. I had never heard of this guy, neocon Max Boot. What's a Max Boot? He wrote an op-ed in the Washington Post, and he's taken the mask off and revealed that his pathological hatred of Trump is a symptom of a wider dislike of the historic conservative movement. The modern conservative movement, he wrote, is permeated with racism, extremism, conspiracy mongering, isolationism, and know-nothingism. All kinds of isms, Max. Singles out Barry Goldwater and Phyllis Schlafly as exemplars of a dark side of conservatism that needs to be flushed out root and branch. He says only if the GOP, as it is currently constituted, is burned to the ground will there be any chance to build a reasonable center-right party out of the ashes. And just so that he's not misunderstood, he adds, but that will require undoing the work of decades, not just of the past 2 years. Now here, you have some really good indicators as if you needed any more evidence, that self-described conservatives like Boot, who I've looked him up a little bit since I noticed him. He's been out there. And his compatriot, Jennifer Rubin, she too, don't know that much about her. But they're both ringers, out of touch with the philosophy that they claim to represent. He claims to champion Reagan-esque conservatism, which means he's completely unaware that Reagan got his start in politics by delivering a stem winder in support of that dark old extremist, Barry Goldwater. You have to wonder what this new center-right party that Boot longs for would look like in practice. My guess, it would be something like the Tories are in Great Britain, which are completely ineffectual. They, most of their leadership opposed Brexit, or even worse, the center-right parties in Germany and Sweden, who differ from their left-wing parties only in spelling. What Boot wants is to deprive America of an authentic conservatism and move the political spectrum leftward. And this is a standard MSNBC editorial opinion, recycled as conservative for the WAPO readers. Radio commentator Dennis Prager often says that he prefers clarity to agreement. And Mr. Boot's column, there's all kinds of clarifying. In 2016, Trump gave voters, in the memorable phrase of Phyllis Schlafly, a choice, not an echo. And Boot? Well, Boot prefers the echo. When a Bernie Sanders supporter pulled out an SKS and took it to a baseball park to shoot Republican lawmakers, I thought that was part of the flashpoint. I thought this was going to be it. If another one of these incidents had occurred and then another one after that, I think it would be on. It was terrifying in a few ways, but no matter how bad it was bothering me, I suspect it didn't bother any of us nearly as bad as it bothered Representative Steve Scalise. While most of us were reading about it, he was laying there on the field bleeding from a gunshot wound he sustained from the attack. And when he recovered, I see this happen all the time. Somebody will get shot, and if they were pro-gun prior to that, they're not anymore. And to his credit, Representative Scalise, who has been a guest on the show, he remained consistent in his support of the Second Amendment despite what happened. But there's a senior editor at something called Raw Story, and let's say he's possibly a little less than appreciative of his consistency on the issue. We get this. A senior editor at the left-wing website, The Raw Story, is facing blowback from conservative Twitter after he said House Majority Whip Steve Scalise deserved a Darwin Award for continuing to oppose gun control policies despite almost dying from a mass shooting last summer. Martin Sismar, a former Daily News reporter who now covers politics for The Raw Story, started his rant against Mr. Scalise after the Republican congressman denounced the vicious threat sent to senators and their families after confirming Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court on Saturday. After facing backlash for his tweet, he suggested that Mr. Scalise, an avid Second Amendment proponent who almost died last June when he was gunned down by a leftist gunman, didn't deserve any sympathy because he supported the gun policies that contributed to his injuries. On Twitter, he said this, "To all the unhinged wingnuts angry about me calling a whiny Republican man a little baby, do you support gun control? If so, please keep talking. If not, why do I care about what some guy grazed by a bullet who allows children to die because of his dumb and extremist policies?" And they then declared Mr. Scalise deserved to be nominated for a Darwin Award, sort of a satirical award for people who contribute to human evolution by killing themselves off in an embarrassing or ironic way. He wrote, "When a politician opposes all reasonable gun control and gets shot, he deserves a Darwin Award nomination, not a sympathy card." And then Mr. Sismar spent several hours defending himself from Twitter users who accused him of victim shaming. But he didn't appear fazed by the criticism. And all these people wonder why we can't have any nice things. I get that Sismar believes gun control is the way to stop attacks like that, but what we're seeing here is the myopic nature of the anti-gun left. They can't fathom that someone might oppose gun control yet still want to stop these attacks. I don't want to see any mass shootings. I don't want to see any rampage killings. Do you know anybody out there that actually does? Do you? Or you? The only people I can imagine who don't want to see an end to mass shootings are the mass shooters, the rampage killers. But that doesn't mean inhibiting law-abiding Americans from buying and owning a gun. That's not the way to do it. And, the shooter in that incident was an Illinois resident, which means he had to navigate all the gun laws in that state to purchase his gun. He had a gun permit, people. And let's be frank for a moment. If he had got a gun under Illinois gun law, what proposal is being offered that would have stopped Scalise from being shot? I can help you with that one. None. So maybe it's not that hard to see why Scalise isn't clamoring for gun control. Maybe it's easy to see why he didn't turn into another Gabby Giffords, because, you know, someone who won their office on gun owners then didn't about face the moment something horrific happened. I don't respect Sismar. I respect Scalise more because he stood his ground after being shot. It would have been easy to go anti-gun, and a lot of people would not have blamed him. But Steve Scalise's consistency on the issue leads me to believe that of all our allies in Congress, none are as reliable as Steve Scalise. And as it stands, the only ones who deserve anything akin to the Darwin Award are Sismar's parents. And that's only for an award that does the opposite. And it's clear they did not, they did their part to pollute the gene pool. We can only hope they fix that. Well, I don't know how they fix it. Anyway, back again on Monday. Between now and then, please remember this. Never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.